In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is He who drove the disbelievers from among the people of the book out of their homes at the first banishment. You did not think that they would ever go out, and they thought that their fortresses would defend them from Allah. But the wrath of Allah came to them from where they never expected, which cast such terror into their hearts that they destroyed their homes by their own hands as well as by the hands of the believers. So learn a lesson from this example, O people of insight. Had Allah not decreed exile for them, He would certainly have punished them in this world, and the hereafter they shall have the torment of the fire. That is because they set themselves up against Allah and His Rasul. And he that sets himself up against Allah should know that Allah is stern in retribution. Whatever palm trees you cut down or left them standing on their stems was by the leave of Allah, so that He might humiliate the transgressors. As for those spoils of theirs which Allah has bestowed on His Rasul, you spurred neither cavalry nor camelry to capture them. But Allah gives authority to His Rasuls over whom He pleases, for Allah has power over all things. Whatever spoils from the dwellers of the township Allah has bestowed on His Rasul shall belong to Allah, His Rasul, Rasul's relatives, and to the orphans, the needy, and the travelers in need, so that it may not become the property of the rich among you. Whatever the Rasul gives you, take it, and from whatever he forbids you, refrain from it. Fear Allah, for Allah is stern in retribution. A share of the spoils shall be given to the indigent immigrants who are driven out of their homes and their possessions and are seeking Allah's grace and His good pleasure and who want to help Allah and His Rasul. They are indeed the true believers. A share of the spoils shall also be given to those who had homes in Medina and believed even before the arrivals of the other immigrants and loved those who migrated to them and entertained no jealousy in their hearts for things given to them and preferred those immigrants over themselves, even though they themselves are poor. In fact, those who are saved from the covetousness are the ones who will achieve true success. And it is also for those who came after them and say, Ar Rabb, forgive us, and our brothers who embraced the faith before us and do not leave any malice in our hearts towards the believers. Ar Rabb, surely you are the kind, the merciful.